Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever it is. On this beautiful day, I am recording on the last day of July, July 31st. This is Robert Bolden, Life Transformed, and this podcast is Follow Me, Live Your Purpose. Okay, so listen. Follow Me is a reference to what Jesus said. So before you get judgmental, if you're not a follower of Jesus, it's okay. Just think of Jesus as another wise teacher from back in the day that just was offering wisdom. If you are a follower of Jesus, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. You know, we just got through with a purpose challenge at Life Transformed. It was amazing. We do that every 6 months. We give people an opportunity to find their purpose. And I want to share today, just in this podcast, something that I'm becoming increasingly aware of, and that is the world. Now, what am I talking about when I say the world? Okay, so if you look at my life, I grew up in Chicago, and very traditionally, as far as what I believe to be the American dream and how you get by in this world, how you prosper in this world. It was all about going to school, getting good grades, getting a job, making a lot of money, saving your money, and retire happily ever after. That was basically the big dream. And I pursued that because that's the only thing I knew. So the hope in this podcast is that whatever age you are, if you're in the middle of pursuing that big dream, that American dream, if you are doing any of those things, if you're just like surviving in this world, or if you're doing pretty good by this world standards, this applies to you. I think there's going to be some wisdom here for you. And if you've got this awareness already that I'm going to share today, then that's wonderful too. Then just keep sharing it. That's what we're called to do. We're called to share the wisdom that we have. And so I spent most of my life kind of doing what society prescribed as was, at the time, the best way to go about your life. And I was living squarely in the world. I put that in quotes, in the world. And of course, what I've come to know now is this world is Satan's world. And now, wait a minute, if you don't believe in Satan, if you don't believe in the devil, maybe your church says devil isn't real, maybe people, you think it's just a fictional character, that is a lie. I'm just here to tell you it's a lie, and I have to tell you it's a lie, because it is a lie. And I don't want to sugarcoat anything. You're never going to find me sugarcoating anything. Satan is real, the devil is real, and he has demons. A third of them were cast out because they were trying to overthrow God. So there are demons out there. Satan can only be in one place at a time, but there are a bunch of demons out there that are roaming in the spirit world. I'm not going to get too deep into that today, but it is going on, and there are specific demons for specific things. You may have a demon that's trying to entice people into pornography. You may have a demon that's, you know, trying to coax people into overeating, overdrinking, whatever it is. All of the vices, all of the things that take people down in this world, there's a specific demon assigned, or demons assigned to do that. And the more you allow these demons into your life, the more they will take over your life. If you open up space for them, they will just keep on coming. Because that's their whole thing, is they want to distract you. They want to take you away from God. That is what they want to do. And most of these demons, if you start to understand how they operate, then you can outwit them. Because the battle is not with other people. It's in this spiritual realm. It's in your thoughts and what you allow in to your thinking, you know, what you watch on television, what you listen to. All of those things have an impact on whether or not demons are allowed into your space. One of the big anecdotes that you can do is prayer and fasting. How many of you fast out there? Fasting is prayer and fasting together is probably the most potent way to take the devil out and to remove the devil from people around you. I know it sounds kind of hokey, kind of weird here, but just bear with me here. It's true. There's a verse in the Bible that they've taken out of the Bible that where Jesus says, this kind go out just by prayer and fasting. There are certain kinds of demons. There are certain people who are so infested with demons that the only way that they can be taken out is through prayer and fasting. So just remember that. I'm just scratching the surface on this whole thing, but in the last couple of weeks, I've just been getting flooded by God and the Holy Spirit on this topic, the whole spiritual intelligence and where the war is really going on. Again, the good news is Jesus has already won the war. So hallelujah to that. But it's definitely going on right now in the world. And if you look at the state of our world, and the premise, again, I'm going to go back to the premise. The first thing I talked about is this world belongs to Satan. Just you have to start there. If everything, all the stuff you see going on in the world, this is where Satan rules, is the world. What can be seen, all of that, the desires of the flesh, all of those things, that's where Satan rules. It's the only domain he has, really. So he's doing all he can to operate in this world. So you think about it. This is where it really blew my mind here recently. Think about, first of all, let's go to movies. So one of the things that we learn in the Bible that, you know, God usually, you know, speaks through visions and stories, parables, that sort of thing. Okay, so it's built in us to learn and be captivated by stories and visions and that sort of thing. That's just in us as human beings. Well, Satan knows that too. So, and I'm not even going to get into the details, but if you go back, just watch documentary Hollywood Unmasked. So there's part one and part two, and they were several years ago, but it's still pertinent today. And if you trace back to the history of our movies, of television, it's like, oh my goodness. These entertainers, and you could study the roots of it, that this documentary does a good job. They are all, it goes back to the early days where you had these actors put masks on and they literally were imitating and lying to people. And they were acting. It was a farce. It's the same thing that happens with actors today. So many of the most popular actors in the world channel spirits. If you know anything about the Bible, that is the occult, That is not biblical. That is demonic. But they all, almost all of them do it. And again, the documentary's got more details. I'm not a detail. I'm just here to share this truth with you. That beware of what you're watching on television, movies, Netflix, series, anything. Find out who is writing this material. Do a little digging and understand the roots, the origin of these people. If you've got a favorite actor or actress, take a look at their history. Dig in to their what they believe, all those things. I'm here to tell you, it is an eye-opener. And one way that you can really start to see it happening, remember I said Satan rules this world? Well, think about this. The people that are rising to prominence in this world, and not just in Hollywood, but in the music industry, in religion, in business, the people that are rising to the top, if this is Satan's world, are they rising to the top because they're influenced by Satan? Have they, the infamous, made a deal with the devil? And y'all, this may sound weird to you, but just do your research. And your eyes will be opened. There are politicians, there are movie stars, there are music industry superstars. One of them is touring right now, getting crazy money for their concerts. I mean, it's just, and when you start to take a step back and think about it, it makes sense. Satan's world, he wants us chasing the desires of this world, the sex, the money, the fast lane, the extravagance, all of those things. That's what Satan wants us chasing. You know, the Beatles. The Beatles were not good because they were being controlled by demonic presence. They were commissioned to bring in the New Age movement into our country, and they did a good job of that. Do your research. Do your research if you need some links. Just message me and I'll share those with you. But it is just, the more you understand this, the more you understand it. It is super clear what is going on in this world. And the good news is, with this kind of awareness, you can be like, yes, got it. Don't chase the stuff of this world. It's hollow. It's empty. How many people in the entertainment industry have you seen just commit suicide, their lives go to ruins? You know, they're just walking catastrophes. You see them all over the place. You know, somebody like Kelsey Grammer, if you watch the movie Jesus Revolution, take a look at that. He's turned to Jesus. That role he played in that movie. Again, I don't know all the details of it, but there are people that get out, that understand, that see the light. I saw the light after living in that world for so long. I saw the light. So my hope is that by sharing in this podcast, there's someone out there who's like, whoa, I don't feel like I have a purpose. Whoa, why is life so empty? Whoa, is this all there is to life? No, there's so much more. If you need relief in your life, if you need the fear to go away in your life. If you're operating in that space, there is an answer. Jesus, that is the answer. So to find your purpose, it starts with and ends with Jesus. That's the bottom line. And here at Life Transformed, what we're doing is we're creating a community of people who are for you, don't judge you, in harmony with you. Because that's what we do. We create that community. So that even if you're not ready for Jesus yet, you can be in our community and you can experience some truth. You can experience people who have the peace, aren't fearful, aren't turning to substances, which is a main way that people try to numb themselves to the tricks of Satan. If you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling, you know, any of those things, it's all, that's Satan's plan. He wants to get you away from what your true purpose is. And this is serious. It isn't just a nice to have. And I'm learning that, you know, I'm called to share this truth with people. And if you're listening to this, then you were meant to hear this right now. But again, you have free will, just like we all have free will. So you can choose to ignore it, or you can choose to take a step towards it. And I think that's what happened in my life. I chose to take a step towards it, because even thinking about it, relieving that pressure and just all the weight that was on my shoulders. If someone says, wow, here's a way you can do that. I mean, why not? And my experience has been, if you take that first step towards Jesus, you're going to get affirmation in a strange way, in a way that you just can't make up, that you're on the right path. So that is my hope for you today. If you're listening to this, listen, don't chase after this world's desires. Your soul is just going to desire everything of the flesh. Your heart, which is what comes out of your mouth, it's all been programmed into you. It's all a deceptive program used to kind of brainwash you. And here's the thing. You can be brainwashed to believe in the desires of this world, and that this world is all there is, and I need to make money, and I need to support my family, and I need to do all these things. That's a form of brainwash. Or you can believe in what I am telling you is the truth. Jesus, God. God is love. God just wants your heart. God will show you the way. The Bible shows you the way to live, to have an amazing life. And a life to the full. And that doesn't mean to the full according to this world. It doesn't mean millions of dollars and yachts and houses and doesn't mean even college education for your kids. Oh, give me a break. College education is ruled by these same people who are selling out to Satan. Listen, we can't believe any of those lies. Where do you have peace in your life now? Maybe it's only 5 minutes a day. Maybe it's only 30 seconds at a time. It's those moments that you're experiencing God, where you have peace, joy, contentment. Just start being aware of those times, those little snippets of time. And you're going to start to see what is possible for you. So, share this podcast with anybody, whoever, if it's your intuition, whatever it is, share this with somebody, listen to it. If you're prompted at any point to take some action, take some action. Get a hold of me, get a hold of anybody in the Life Transformed community. We'd love to dialogue with you some more. We'd love for you to take a step towards community, because we believe One of Satan's biggest tools is isolation, even if you're isolated in your own head. So we want to help you get out of isolation into a community of people who are for you, don't judge you, are in harmony with you. Because then, once you're in community, the next step is freedom. So catch me Thursday with another episode. It's going to be Coffee and Christ, and back at you next Monday with another Follow Me, Find Your Purpose episode. And have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, or evening. We will see you next time.